Us for this particular conversation is Duncan McLeod, the founder and editor at Tech Central. Duncan, welcome to The Money Show.
Mateo, thank you. Good to be here.
A major one for the continent. You can see what this merger would mean in terms of competing with the likes of Netflix and all the other streaming giants coming for the viewers here on the continent. But in terms of regulatory approval, it can get a bit sticky.
It can indeed, and certainly we saw in the detailed statement issued by Canal Plus and MultiChoice today that they see Netflix and other U.S. broadcasting and streaming companies like Disney and others as a potential threat on the African continent. And in fact, many view the African continent as the last great opportunity for media and broadcasting industries, companies to compete and to stitch up the market, particularly in the streaming space, which is still quite nascent in the African context. But this deal, for it to go through, there are some significant hurdles that they are going to have to get over. And people I've been speaking to suggest that getting over the restriction contained in the Electronic Communications Act. And just to remind your listeners, that restriction states that no foreign broadcaster or no foreign entity may hold more than 20% of the voting rights of a South African-owned broadcaster. At face value, it appears that Canal Plus is already beyond that. They've have now acquired 36.6% of MultiChoice Group's equity, although the Electronic Communications Act may, in fact, be referring only to MultiChoice's South African operations. It still raises some very difficult questions for Canal Plus about how they could get this deal over the line if they aren't able to hold more than 20% of the voting rights in the South African operation, which is one of course, MultiChoice's most important operations, if not its most important operation. So it's very difficult to see how this deal can go ahead, although both MultiChoice and Canal Plus are now saying, we'll work together and we'll get the circular out to shareholders. So there's definitely been a warming of the relations between the parties, and it appears there's willingness to cooperate with one another to get this deal done. But I can't see it. I can't see how this gets across the line with that current restriction in the legislation and no chance of it being changed for at least several years.
It seems shareholders could have their hands twisted here, in that the first minimum price given was 105 per share. At 125, the valuation of MultiChoice now at 55 billion rand, they could be licking their lips, saying this is probably worth the trouble of trying to get it over the line.
The shareholders may indeed vote in favour of a transaction like this, but ultimately, I believe it is the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, or ICASA, which in effect looks after or enforces the Electronic Communications Act, that will be the ultimate arbiter of whether this deal will be allowed to go ahead. And on a strict interpretation of what the law says, it's very difficult to see how it could possibly go ahead. Now, Canal Plus's CEO has already said that Canal Plus sees a way around this potential problem, or around this, not potential problem, it most definitely is a problem for getting this deal done. But he has said that he sees a way around this, but Canal Plus hasn't said exactly what that is. I was expecting some more detail on that in today's announcement, but it wasn't forthcoming.
I think the way to get around it would probably dual list at a particular point, but also make sure they meet muster, and also make sure that in terms of shareholding and ownership, there's still black ownership, because that's also one of the requirements. Yeah. But just a lot of wires tangled there, if I can use that wording, in terms of getting this deal through. But looking at Canal Plus, I mean, they're no stranger to MultiChoice, started investing in 2020. And they mainly operate in the Francophone part of the continent. If these two giants came together, it would be quite a serious challenge to those streaming giants if the deal does come through.
Yeah, definitely. I think these two businesses are incredibly complementary. Both are big operations across. Both have big operations across the African continent, and as you say, they're not in the same markets. Historically, MultiChoice is targeted Anglophone Africa, and Canal Plus, not surprising being a French company, has targeted Francophone Africa. So together they will create a more powerful organization with a stronger balance sheet that is better able to invest in content and the sort of local content that will actually ultimately decide who is the winner in the race to be the dominant broadcaster and streamer on the African continent. And I think the two companies together could be a very powerful combination. But again, it's going to be the question of whether this can get past the regulators.
All right. I think that's the hurdle. That's the snag that could trip up this particular deal. The owner of Canal Plus, of course, is Vivendi. I thank you so much to Duncan McLeod there, looking at that particular story. He's the founder and editor of Tech Central. An interesting one for the continent in terms of pay TV and streaming. Vivendi looking to merge with MultiChoice, helping to, I don't know, have a bigger front, have a bigger a pocket to fight the likes of Netflix, Disney Plus and Hulu. The deal is subject, of course, to shareholder and regulatory approval from the Competition Commission.